Now he begins to outline these awful sins that these people did. Verse 5, trust not in a friend, put not confidence in a guide, keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. Now, this reveals something of the awful condition that existed in that day. And that's been true, I think, pretty much of the so-called civilizations of this world, that this is a big, mean world outside, and that you and I need to recognize that, especially if we take a stand for God. Why, the Lord Jesus made it very clear that the day would come. He said, and I'm going to turn to this passage, the 10th of Matthew, verse 34, think not that I'm come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. And friends, as long as there's evil in the world, there will be a conflict and there will be a war between that which is of the flesh and that which is of the spirit, between light and darkness, between good and evil. Every morning, I generally get up rather early. I do my studying at home early, and I get up while it is still dark, and my study is where I can look toward the east, and it's interesting to see how the darkness wrestles with the light till finally the sun comes bursting over the horizon, and the darkness then vanishes. But there is a period there of dawn, and it is a period where it would seem that the darkness is wrestling with the light. And the same thing takes place in the evening at the dusk, when again darkness wants to take over. Now there's that kind of a spiritual struggle going on in the world, and the Lord Jesus made that very clear. And he says, for I'm come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He won't be able to trust them. And he says here, trust not in a friend, put not your confidence in a guide, keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom, from the very wife. And there's come to my attention over a period of years, it works both ways, of course, that a wife has not been able to trust her husband, and a husband has not been able to trust his wife. We live in a day when the word of man seems to carry less value than it did before. You can't believe today what you read. You can't believe today what you hear on radio or on television. It all should be tested by the child of God. I say to you, and I say it very candidly, test every program you listen to. Test this one, by the way. Test them all. You'll be wise if you do, because human nature, it's not to be trusted. And human nature will always try to fool Mother Nature and everything else, too.